KD Country 94 weather.
It's the annual fall sale going on now at Simmons Furniture and Plants in downtown Osborne. Graber Wood, vertical, mini blinds and pleated shades, 35% off reinstallation. KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire appliances. Best recliners on sale. Best and Justice sofas and sleepers made in USA, sale price up to $500 off. And Quality Justice bedding made in USA on sale as well. Plus, check out their Speed Queen washers and dryers. That and so much more going on now at the annual fall sale at Simmons Furniture Plants in downtown Osborne, where you get service after the sale and no interest financing with approved credit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 45. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. Mid-60s Wednesday, mid-50s Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 62.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pick up or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids, transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have lifted a public health advisory for Lovewell Lake in Jewell County due to blue-green algae. The advisory was lifted on Thursday, November 2nd. Advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxin concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch thresholds. KDHE investigates publicly accessible bodies of water for blue-green algae when the agency receives reports of potential algae blooms in Kansas lakes. Based on credible field observation and sampling results, KDHE reports on potentially harmful conditions. If you observe a scum or paint-like surface on the water, small floating blue-green clumps or filaments in the water, or if the water is an opaque green, avoid contact and keep pets away. These are indications that a harmful bloom may be present. Pet owners should be aware that animals that swim in or drink water affected by harmful algae bloom or eat dried algae along the shore may become seriously ill or die. The Junction City Police Department says you should be on the lookout for a dangerous Gmail scam making the rounds in Kansas. On Friday, November 3rd, the Junction City Police Department posted a warning to its social media reporting that a hazardous Gmail scam could cause you to lose access to your account. The email will ask you to click a link to scan for viruses. However, if you click on that link, it will take your Gmail account. People are advised by the police department to delete the email if they see it in their inbox and not click on that link. The Kansas Office of the Attorney General maintains a variety of helpful resources on its website to help those who are the victims of scams. Have a job opening for you. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service for their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 785-738-0763. Email julie.harrison at cvacoop.com or send your resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations at Concordia Osmer and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, Heart Choices Beloit. MetroCounterHealth.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment is now through January the 15th. Metro County Hospital Health Systems encourages you to sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with their certified application counselor, Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. Due to the election, the quarterly meeting of the Metro County Planning Commission and Appeals Boards will be Wednesday, November 8th at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Beloit Meeting Room. There'll be a walk-in flu clinic at the Metro County Health Department this Wednesday, November 8th from 7:30 to 4:30. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those days do not work. And the Veterans Day Parade in Beloit will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. and we'll have complete coverage of the parade right here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. That's your local news this hour here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Local news when you need it on our website, KDCountry94.com. I'm Wade Gerstner.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
103 to go in the game. Chiefs 21, Dolphins 14. Fourth and 10, Tua Tagovailoa at the Kansas City 31-yard line. They're 3-by-1, Berrios. Now a bad snap, and they jump on the football! Dolphins jump on it, but the Chiefs are going to win this game.
Well, more on the Chiefs' win over the Dolphins in Frankfurt, Germany, coming up in this sportscast. Also, a look at local sports. The high school football playoffs continue on for one immediate area team. KU and K-State have tight football games over the weekend. A look at other college football. The KU and K-State men's basketball teams also opening their seasons tonight. And a NASCAR champion crowned over the weekend. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. After Friday night, the Osborne Bulldogs are the only immediate area team left in the high school football playoffs. They won over Rural Vista 60-6 in a game called a half. They move on to take on Axtell coming up this Friday night. We'll have pregame coverage at 6 o'clock and kickoff at 6:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. The full playoff brackets can be found at NCKSSports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the tale of two halves. The Chiefs picked up a 21-14 win over the Dolphins in Frankfurt, Germany Sunday morning after going 75 yards in seven plays, ending their first drive with an 11-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Rashee Rice. The Chiefs stalled for three straight drives before going up 14-0 on a 17-yard pass from Mahomes to Jerick McKinnon with 2:31 left in the first half. Five plays later, Trent McDuffie forced a fumble by Tyreek Hill that was recovered by Mike Edwards, who pitched to Brian Cook for what ended up being a 59-yard return for a touchdown as the Chiefs led 21-0 at half. That would be all the scoring for Kansas City, though. Leading 21-14, they were stopped on a 4th-and-1 late in the game, but they held the Dolphins on their final drive as Tua Tagovailoa fumbled the snap on 4th down to thwart the last chance. Of note, Travis Kelce became the Chiefs' all-time leading receiver. He now has 10,941 yards, one more than Tony Gonzalez's prior record. The Chiefs' offense was held in check in the second half, but the defense pulled through again as head coach Andy Reid, who tied Hank Stram for the most wins all-time in franchise history with 124, explained about Steve Spagnuolo's group.
What a first half and what a second half. That fourth quarter was really something. It doesn't get any better than that for the things that our defense did. That was a tremendous achievement.
Chiefs hang on to the top spot in the AFC, moving to 7-2. The Dolphins drop to 6-3. KC has a bye week. They'll be back on the field November 20th in a Super Bowl rematch against the Eagles. Ravens are also 7-2 and tied with the Chiefs atop the AFC after a 37-3 blowout of the Seahawks. In the AFC West, the Raiders cruise to a 30-6 win over the Giants. Also, the Chargers at the Jets tonight at 7:15 on ABC. Full scores from the weekend are at NFL.com.
3rd and 3. They fake the give, throw a lob, wide open. Casey, he's got it, and KU's got the win. A play-action fake, a jump ball to the mighty Casey. A huge, huge catch to put this game on ice.
Number 21, Kansas picking up another big road win in the Big 12 Saturday night, beating Iowa State 28-21 in Ames. KU led 14-0 on a 6-yard touchdown run by Devin Neal in the first quarter and a 50-yard interception return for a touchdown by Melo Dotson early in the second. Iowa State got a field goal right before half, but KU responded with another touchdown by Neal early in the third to go up 21-3. Cyclones were then 21-18, but the Jayhawks hit a big 80-yard touchdown pass from Jason Bean to Lawrence Arnold to go up 28-18. After an Iowa State field goal of 4:53 left, the KU offense able to seal the win. Bean finished with 287 yards in the touchdown passing. KU coach Lance Leipold on the big road win.
This team keeps chipping away at knocking down barriers and things that haven't been done in our program for a long time. I can't tell you how proud I am of them. It's another big step for us.
KU now 7-2, 4-2 in the Big 12. Iowa State fell to 4-2 and 5-4 overall.
Will Howard backs up into the shotgun. Empty backfield. Howard looking. Howard scrambles. Howard lets it go.
Trailing in overtime, K-State opted to go for the win instead of game-tying field goal attempt. As Texas made the stop for the victory in Austin, it took a huge comeback for the 23rd-ranked Wildcats to even be in the game against number 7 Texas. Longhorns led 17-0 early second quarter, but the Wildcats got some late life in the first half with a touchdown pass from Will Howard to Phillip Brooks. Texas still scored the first 10 in the second half to go up 27-7, but Brooks got another touchdown pass. K-State took full advantage of 2 fourth-quarter turnovers with touchdown passes from Howard to Keegan Johnson and Jace Brown, which tied the game at 27. An inadvertent snap caused a failed PAT. Texas took a 30-27 lead with 6:03 left. K-State missed an opportunity on a 3rd-and-1 at the Texas 8 on the next drive and then missed a 27-yard field goal. But the Wildcat defense made a quick stop. Chris Tennant redeemed himself with a 45-yard field goal to send the game to OT. But after holding Texas to 3, K-State again stopped on the final play as heard. K-State coach Chris Kleiman on that decision to go for the win.
We were going to try to end that game. Whether they scored and we scored and it went for 2, we were going to try to end that game. And Colin and Will loved what we had. It was at the 4-yard line, so it's 1 yard further than a 2-point play. And their guy made a play. It's one of those things where I had it all over again, we'd have done it again.
Wildcats dropped out first place, tied with the loss, falling to 6-3, 4-2 in the conference, while Texas moved to 8-1 and 5-1. Also in the Big 12, number 22 Oklahoma State won the final conference Bedlam matchup in Stillwater Saturday, beating number 9 Oklahoma 27-24 to move to 7-2 and 5-1, tied atop the Big 12 standings. Elsewhere in the conference, Houston won 25-24 in overtime at Baylor. UCF won 28-26 at Cincinnati, and West Virginia rolled to a 37-7 home win over BYU. In the Big Ten, Nebraska missed out on their 6th win for bowl eligibility. They lost 20-17 on the road at Michigan State. Huskers now 5-4 and 3-3 in conference play. Michigan State just 3-6. Full scores from Saturday are at NCAA.com. What's officially overlap season in college sports as the men's basketball season begins tonight for all 3 in-state D1 schools. Number 1 Kansas will be the favorite as they open this year at home against North Carolina Central at Allen Fieldhouse. KU coach Bill Self, not dwelling on that number 1 ranking, gave his thoughts on the early season.
We certainly haven't played to our ranking by any stretch thus far, but that can't be your focus. I mean, your focus is you want to be ranked, there at the end, not the beginning, and so we got a long ways to go to improve.
KU North Carolina Central tip off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30 on Z96 through the lake. K-State faces number 21 USC in the Hall of Fame series in Las Vegas tonight. K-State coach Jerome Tang knows his team has improvements to make as they open the year.
We got to defend without fouling stuff because we're reaching down at the last second, but we got a long there's a lot of stuff we got to get better at, and so this is going to be a process.
Of note, highly touted USC freshman Bronny James is out as he continues recovery from a cardiac arrest in July. K-State and USC tip off at 9 o'clock on TNT tonight. Also, Wichita State will begin the Paul Mills era with a home game against Lipscomb at 6:30 on ESPN+, and the 24th-ranked K-State women open their season tonight hosting Presbyterian at 6:30 on ESPN+.
Chastain down the backstretch for the final time. Blaney is going to run in his tire tracks. Winning is in his family's DNA, and Ryan has just crested the mountain of all wins. Ryan Blaney is a NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Ryan Blaney outlasted Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, and William Byron in the Championship 4 finish at Phoenix on Sunday. Blaney, who's raced full-time in the Cup Series since 2016, came away with his first-ever NASCAR Cup Championship in 2023. His previous best finish was 7th in 2019 and 2021. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northville, Kansas. Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. The sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.